Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
We know art has the ability to inspire, nourish, educate, and serve as a voice of change. It can also connect us in some very unexpected ways. In 2014, art was the connective tissue that united a diverse group of Oakland, California residents, including those devoted to a storied African American art center, and Asian seniors living in a residential hotel for Chinese elders. A giant mural and the fight for what it meant to the community united them as neighbors and turned them into activists. The new documentary, Alice Street, premieres virtually this Sunday, September 27th, as part of this year's Urban World Film Festival. And it chronicles how a community came together to preserve a cultural history in the face of powerful force of gentrification. Spencer Wilkinson is a director, and he joins me today. Spencer, welcome to All of It.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
Before we get into the nuts and the bolts of the film, can you describe Oakland's significance to the Bay Area?
Oakland is really, I think, could be called the soul of the Bay Area. It's one of the most diverse communities in the country and has a very important history of activism. Amazing artists have come out of Oakland. And in some respects, I think it's kind of been seen as the, you know, neglected step brother of San Francisco across the bay, but it has, you know, tremendous cultural diversity, like I mentioned, and amazing art.
Now, you mentioned San Francisco, and I think people are very, very much aware what the tech industry in Silicon Valley has done to San Francisco and sort of the culture and the character of the city. But how has tech affected Oakland?
Well, just like San Francisco, Oakland has become a real destination for tech workers who have moved to the Bay Area. So it's impacted Oakland a lot. You know, you found huge populations of new people moving to the Bay Area to work in the tech industry. And that's impacted, you know, housing prices, impacted the culture of Oakland, and really resulted in a lot of gentrification.
Is there any kind of push and pull? I mean, just to be frank, based on race and ethnicity, the city has a large population of people of color.
That's right. Yeah, it's been definitely a big push and pull. You know, back in 1980, almost half of Oakland was African American. And in the last, you know, 20 years, that population has dropped by almost over 30%. So the demographics of the city have changed a lot, you know. And I think you have seen, you know, people being displaced in a huge way, and not only African American, but a lot of the Latino community here and Asian American population have been impacted.
Oakland has been a center for resistance over the years, probably most famously for being the home of the Black Panther Party. How much of that is still part of the city's identity?
Oh, it's a huge part. You know, when there's issues that happen even across the country, you're going to find people, you know, going out into the streets and raising their voice. And activism is very strong in Oakland. It's a big part of the identity. And like you said, going back to the Black Panther Party, along with, you know, movements of people of color throughout the East Bay. So, yeah, it's, you know, continues to be very active, and especially around the Black Lives Matter protests recently, you're seeing, you know, art, public art kind of emerging all over downtown Oakland and the surrounding communities. So, yeah, it's a big part of the city.
My guest is Spencer Wilkinson. He's the director of the documentary Alice Street, which premieres virtually this Sunday as part of the Urban World Film Festival. That's urbanworld.org. So this film takes place, sort of the heart of this film is a corner the corner of Alice and 14th Street in downtown Oakland. What's so special about this corner?
Well, this corner is, you know, it's right downtown, like you said, in the center of Oakland. And it really, what makes it particularly significant is on one side of the street is really the gateway to Oakland Chinatown, which it's called Chinatown, but it's really a Pan-Asian community that started really back in the beginning of the history of Oakland. And then across the street, a very important institution called the Malanga Castellord Center for the Arts exists, which is one of the largest African diasporic art centers in the country. So we really looked into kind of the history of this neighborhood and the diverse communities that live on either side. And that's what made up the material that went onto the walls for the mural that's the focus of the film.
Yeah, the Malanga Center and the Hotel Oakland are both these residential art centers. How many people live in each? Have they always coexisted sort of in a positive way?
Well, you know, Hotel Oakland is a building that was built in, you know, the turn of the century and was this very kind of luxury hotel for a lot of the elites that came into Oakland and housed, you know, American presidents when they would visit Oakland. And back in the 80s, it turned into a residential low-income home for primarily Asian-American seniors, low-income seniors. So it's a huge hotel, and I think there's, you know, 300 units, and, you know, maybe 600 individuals live there. In contrast, the Malanga Center is primarily an art center, but the top few floors are residential, have residential units that are all kind of allocated for artists, and primarily artists of color. So I think, you know, under 100 people live at the Malanga Center. In terms of the interaction, there wasn't a lot, you know, based on the kind of interviews that we did with residents, you know, people coexisted and were friendly, but not necessarily, you know, visiting each other, et cetera. But I think the mural kind of became this meeting ground because their stories were painted on the wall. And so our big event that, you know, celebrated the opening of the mural, people really came together and got to meet each other and you know, practice their art in front of each other and really celebrate each other's culture. It was powerful.
Yeah, in the film, we meet artists Desi Mundo and Pancho Pescador, who are members of an art collective called the Community Rejuvenation Project, CRP. What is CRP's mission?
Well, CRP, Community Rejuvenation Project, has been painting murals around the Bay Area for the last decade. And they've taken a unique approach in their public art, which is to really work to reflect the local community and engage the local community in a real deep way. Not to say other artist groups don't do that type of work, but they've taken it to a, you know, really high level in terms of doing deep dives into community, having community really kind of dictate what the material that would go onto the walls would be. And they've also kind of worked a lot in policy. So when, you know, policy that's happening in the city level is impacting how public art happens, they'll be at the table. They'll want to get involved. So I think they kind of have this, they call it a pavement to policy approach in the work they do.
Now, the murals in the film, it takes up three large walls, and it represents the history of the arts from Chinese martial arts to African drumming. And we see that it was a little bit of a process getting there. How would you describe the process of figuring out what these murals, what stories they should tell?
Well, honestly, it was really amazing to witness, you know, to be kind of a fly on the wall as these two artists were kind of hammering out, you know, ideas and coming up with concepts, you know, starting with, you know, sketches and you know, hashing out color. You know, there's like both the aesthetic as well as the, you know, material and the historic that they're having to kind of balance between. But yeah, like I said, they take a deep dive. And so we conducted, I think, 50 interviews with community members right at that intersection to get a sense of what the story would need to be to reflect on the walls. And that kind of was, I mean, it was incredible to witness and to see kind of the, you know, they would present a version of the wall, of the mural, to a community, get feedback. Sometimes the feedback was really positive, and sometimes it was, you know, they had to go back to the drawing board and kind of start from scratch to get the concepts right.
My guest is Spencer Wilkinson, director of the new documentary, Alice Street. So we see this process, and then we learn the film almost immediately after the murals are done. We find out that there's going to be huge development on the way, right at the place where these murals have just been created and kind of created this wonderful collaboration between different cultures. So these two different groups unite and they appeal the city's decisions to build a high rise in the space. Let's play a clip from your film. This is Lilan Sanger-Wen from the Chinatown Coalition and Eric Arnold from CRP talking about how the murals galvanize these two communities that haven't always gotten along.
That's where we started creating a coalition between some of us in the Chinatown Coalition and folks at Malanga. There's been a historic rift between the Asian American community and the Black community. It was really the mural that actually brought this coalition together.
I mean, I don't think it would have happened without the mural. The mural was absolutely the catalyst for all these things that happened.
With that appeal we delivered to the city, we started a process where people begin to understand that developers should create community benefits agreements.
And then almost immediately after that, we had to jump into these other negotiations because they were happening at the same time.
What started with the mural actually led to a movement.
That movement went on to negotiate community benefit agreements with developers with an estimated value of $20 million.
That clip is from Alice Street. So we don't want to give too much away, but what's currently happening on Alice Street?
Well, kind of big turn in the story, right? As soon as the mural was completed, we heard word that there was a plan to build a condominium, luxury condo, right in front of the mural. Mm-hmm. So it would fill up the lot and obscure all four walls. And, you know, there was a big community resistance to that, really based on people's connection to the artwork. And not only that, but the impact that this building would have on those cultural centers. You know, people were really concerned that, you know, the Malanga Center has drumming and dance classes, and they'd already kind of been impacted by the gentrification occurring in that neighborhood and, you know, people complaining about the loud drumming in the center next door. So with this new luxury condo going directly across the street, there was a lot of concern in how this condo would impact people's expression of their cultural arts, right? So there was a big resistance, and like Leilan and Eric kind of referenced in that clip, they fought back. Mm-hmm. And got a chance to have a seat at the table and begin a negotiation around community benefit agreements. So, yeah, not to give too much away, but
no, don't give it all
but,
away.
You know, that, well, that fight is a central part of the story, you know, and that kind of continues on. That, in a sense, the coalition that formed between the Chinatown community and the African diaspora community at the Malanga Center has moved on and become a coalition that's fought for community benefits from other developers mm-hmm. around Oakland. So in a sense, it became this, you know, model to build from.
The name of the documentary is Alice Street. It's part of the Urban World Film Festival happening through Sunday. Spencer Wilkinson, thank you so much for joining us to talk about your new film.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to speak about it.